Hello, and welcome to another Byways podcast, where we take stories from the pages of Byways magazine, featuring the destinations along the highways and byways of North America. Today, we feature a city of firsts, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. My name is Steve Kirchner, and I've been editor and publisher of Byways magazine for the past 35 years. Philadelphia history. William Penn founded Philadelphia in 1682 and applied his Quaker ideals of racial harmony and religious tolerance to the colony. Nearly 100 years later, during the American Revolution, the fight for freedom took hold in Philadelphia. In July 1776, the rewards were great as independence rang out with the signing of the Declaration of Independence. The 19th century proved to be prosperous for the city, still very much the nation's center of culture and industry. There are 4 million people residing in a 5-county area and 1.6 million in Philadelphia, making it the second largest city on the East Coast and the 5th largest in the United States. Center City ranks second in downtown populations in the United States behind New York City's Manhattan. Philadelphia experiences 4 distinct seasons, with a moderately cold winter and a hot, humid summer. Philadelphia is a city of firsts. In addition to being the birthplace of the nation, Philadelphia can lay claim to the first hospital, the Pennsylvania Hospital, founded in 1751, the first reading of the Declaration of Independence, 1776, first 4th of July celebration, 1777, the first stock exchange, the Philadelphia Stock Exchange, founded in 1790. Philadelphia was the first capital of the United States from 1790 to 1800. It was the home of the first art museum and school, the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts, founded in 1805. It hosts the first natural history institution, the Academy of Natural Sciences, founded in 1812. It had the first department store, Wanamaker's. It had the first Mother's Day celebration, 1908. It hosted the first Thanksgiving Day parade, 1920. And it was the site of the first professional football game, the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Cincinnati Reds, which the Eagles won 64-0 in 1934. It had the first zoo in the country, the Philadelphia Zoo, 1874. It was the site of the first computer. And last but not least, it had the first ice cream sundae. But there is more. Philadelphia has America's oldest street in continuous use, Alfred's Alley. It has the largest mall on the East Coast, King of Prussia Mall. The most murals in the country, 3,800. The oldest theater in continuous use in the English-speaking world, Walnut Street Theater, founded 1809. The nation's oldest and largest outdoor market, the Italian Market. The largest landscape city park, Fairmont Park, 8,700 acres. The oldest African-American newspaper, the Philadelphia Tribune. One of the largest masonry buildings in the world, City Hall. One of the few cities with a professional franchise in all 5 major league sports. And the longest-running folk parade, the New York Days Mummers Parade, founded in 1901. Philadelphia neighborhoods and malls offer a wealth of diverse shopping experiences, from independent boutiques and upscale shops on big and little streets in Center City and in the vast King of Prussia Mall, to outlet stores and discount malls such as Franklin Mills. There is no sales tax on clothing in Pennsylvania, and no GST or federal tax for Canadian visitors. Philadelphia is a true diner's destination. Bon Appetit magazine said, "The city of brotherly love has become an urban culinary mecca with good eating as much as a draw as the Liberty Bell, the Rocky Balboa statue, and the diverse culture. You can learn more about visiting the city by going to Philadelphia's official visitor website at visitphilly.com. We hope you've enjoyed our coverage of Philadelphia First, as taken from the pages of Byways Magazine. We look forward to bringing you more stories from the pages of Byways Magazine. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.